So you can come and find a comfortable seat. And once you've found your seat, simply close your eyes. Just taking a moment to feel ourselves arrive. And maybe we can start by simply feeling the space around us. Being aware of the energy of the space in which we sit. But also observing that when we take the seat of the witness, when we observe things, when we observe the space outside from that seat, all becomes more spacious and more calm. Things around us might still move and make noise, but we perceive them, we receive them differently. Take also a moment to feel the space that you've given yourself in your day to come and sit. I feel this is always a way of making us present, more relaxed, more spacious. Now we slowly look inside and start to feel how spacious does it feel in the physical body, in the mind. And it's totally fine to observe or to sense that there's not much space, that it's a little tense, constricted. But again, because we observe it, because we see it from the seat of the witness, it takes a different color, it has a different structure. Now you're slowly going to start to focus on your breath, focusing on the movement of your belly. Simply feeling the belly rise And move back in. With no need to control the breath, you're simply watching it and watching the movement that goes with it in the belly, rising and falling. And we might wander into thoughts at times. So, yeah, as soon as we realize it, simply come back. Come back to the movement in the belly. Come back to the feeling of your breath. And it's becoming calmer, it's becoming softer. Now, still connected to the movement of the breath, I'm going to ask you for a little moment to explore the left side of your body. So allowing your consciousness to travel throughout the left side of your body. Maybe exploring more with an upward movement as you breathe in, and a downward movement as you breathe out. And you might actually feel at one point that the left side of your body feels more lit, feels more bright. You might even sense that the left nostril is more free, or that you breathe more through the left nostril. At one point, as you move up, you go through the brain and you start to move down, looking now at the right side body. Maybe it travels upward with the movement of the inhalation, and it travels downwards with the movement of the exhalation. Maybe it takes a bit more time than on the first side, but at one point you might feel that now it's the right side that feels more lit, more bright. That it's mainly the right nostril that through which the air passes. Slowly bring your awareness back into the brain area. And for a little moment, now allow your awareness to travel through both sides. But still with the ability to distinguish both. Feeling the air enter both nostrils. Feeling the air come out through both nostrils. Now have a moment where you allow the two sides, the airflow in both nostrils, to meet in the midbrain. At the top of the movement of the inhalation, and then on the exhalation, it goes back down through both sides. And then at one point you can simply let the two sides merge in the midbrain, and then you remain in the midbrain. And you can stay connected to the soft movement of your breath. But you'll see that, or you'll sense, that it'll soon transform into something more subtle, more of a movement of energy, a pulse of life. Now, the stuff of the brain, if you encounter a lot of thoughts or a sensation of the mind being a little tight, see or feel yourself drop all that into the heart. Like the heart being this receptacle. For all the mind stuff. Allow all that prevents you from going beyond the mind. Allow all that to just dissolve, to just drop into the heart. I really feel how heart and mind are related, how they work together, support each other. The feeling is that of expansion. When tightening or hardening is felt, allow it to soften, allow it to soften into the heart. To dissolve there. So you can keep moving beyond that, moving into a limitless expansion. Your thoughts need no one to talk to. You're only watching them. So they pass. They don't disturb. Maybe if we start to experience going beyond the body and going beyond the mind, we see that there's something beyond that. Place where we rest in deep peace, deep tranquility. Now feel free to stay a little longer in your meditation, but if you want to close it with me, you can slowly bring a little more breath, become aware of the movement of the breath again. But see that you can come back that you can stay with this feeling of deep peace. So go slow as you come back so you can stay in touch with it as much as possible. And then when you're ready, you can bring your hands together in front of your heart. Have this little moment where you bring the chin down. Again, connecting the mind and the heart. Namaste.